Ever since larger-than-usual crowds descended on Albany's Washington Park this past December for the annual Capitol Lights display, part of a growing trend according to the park's neighbors, there's been growing talk about how to bring the event back to manageable size. That's included talk of moving the massive event to another location in the Albany area. The discussion came up recently at an Albany Common Council Parks Committee meeting chaired by Jack Flynn of the city's 8th Ward, which is located in the southwest of the city.
My name is David Bauer. I'm the chairman of the Albany Police Athletic League, and I'd like to thank Member Flynn and the Common Council for the proposed resolution that you're considering this evening for our continuance for lights in Washington Park. As you know, last year was a very significant and crazy year with COVID, and essentially we became the only game in town. You know, people were not dining out in restaurants, they weren't going to malls, and we were a safe event that they could do in their automobiles, and they came in droves. We had unprecedented traffic issues, which we addressed on the fly during the show last year. And now we've heard and we've been listening to some of the concerns that the neighborhood associations have had in the mayor's office. And we put a committee together led by retired Chief Bob Wolfgang and several neighborhood folks and a couple people from our board. And we've been addressing those concerns. And just to bring the council up to speed, we have a traffic study that we commissioned, looking at the traffic patterns around the park and how we can best eliminate and reduce traffic on busy nights. And so we're presenting a proposal to the mayor's office on or about June 30th, which will have our traffic study. We'll talk about limiting the number of cars. We'll talk about timed entry all the time so that we don't have big traffic backups. And then we'll also have a impact fee that we'll be putting aside for the preservation of the park and help to keep the park pristine on a per car basis. So we're working on that report right now, and we understand the importance of it. The other thing we'll have is a ongoing stakeholders committee that will have some neighborhood representatives, some folks from PAL and from the city. And we'll talk about the show before, during, and after to address any issues. So I just wanted to thank you for your support. I know it's an important event for the entire city, and we want to be good stewards and respectful of the park, as well as serve our kids.
I just want to let everybody know, part of this resolution is to find solutions for the park. It's not, you know, I'm not everybody saying you're doing this for whatever reason. We want to find solutions for the issues, and I feel that we can find the issues and solve the issues. So, Kathy Faye, you have any something to say?
Dave, I wanted to ask you about, you mentioned a couple of things that you're going to be proposing. The timed entry to avoid backups, and what was the second one?
Limiting the number of cars. We know that we can handle 1,000 cars on a night without impacting the traffic patterns, and the traffic study is verifying that. But so we'll be limiting the number of cars on any given night. And then the way that the timed entry works is you basically have a 15 minute, window, almost like, you know, how you have speed passes at Disney and things like that. So a timed entry that, you know, from 7 to 7:15. So, and the other thing that, the timed entry will work with is we can advertise, businesses that, you know, could have a specials, you know, for example, on Lark Street or New Scotland for restaurants, coffee shops and things like that, that could, like if a person was coming down early and they got down there before their time slot, you know, they go to dinner or after, because what we want to do is what we have done in the past, which was bring business to the city of Albany besides, you know, showing what a beautiful park we have.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Jack. You know, I never do this, but since I wasn't near my time, I just want to reiterate that to my knowledge, no one is talking about canceling lights in the park. We're talking about potentially relocating. And it seems nearly everyone that spoke in favor of keeping lights in the park acted like it was this or nothing. So I just want to reiterate that we're talking relocation. We're not talking cancellation. Thank you.
Thank you, Alana. Any committee members? I plan on tabling this tonight. No, I do appreciate all the information. I do agree that we should call all the stakeholders to the table, either CANA presidents, association presidents. You know, I just found out about an event they had last week. So I'd like to table this and see if we can get more of the Sixth Ward residents, more of, like I said, presidents of associations or any representative to attend another meeting so we can get more information. Glenessa, do you have a quick comment to say?
Yes, very quickly. I know that there's been discussion about, and it was mentioned in the letter from the neighborhood associations about moving the event. And I believe that a proposed location was Lincoln Park, which is on the south end. I know from my knowledge, and I could be incorrect, no one from that area is on this this committee. And if that is a possibility, we really should get their way in from their neighborhood associations. I think it's the South End and Delaware Avenue that would be most affected, what people in those areas think. Because the South End, unfortunately, it's historically not been included on discussions of this magnitude. And I really invite the committee to change that and make sure that they are included so their voices are heard as well.
Glenessa, a quick question. Was there a formal meeting about that, or was this just Facebook or rumors?
It was mentioned in the letter to move it from neighborhood associations. And as when we were putting together the panel discussion, that came up, that location came up several times in that discussion. Again, I think it's just a location being floated out there, but if the conversation is to move it and to think about which parks to move it to, if that is a possibility, then, you know, again, the people who are affected by it should be at the table.
Right. My opinion. No, you're right. I mean, I know, yeah, hold on, Derek. I know they mentioned the golf course as a site also.
As Flynn noted, this issue will come up again at a future committee meeting, likely later in July. We'll see if stakeholders from the South End become part of that discussion. This has been Paul Smart reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.